Begin the current daven sevens chagiga daf yed zayin. Begin two lines down from the time of the Amud, but the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, this Mishnah is a continuation of the theme of this Masechta up until now regarding the carbon chagiga, as the name of the Masechta is, that's the carbon that's brought on Yom Tov. And specifically, we had on the Mishnah the previous daf, which delineated the first machlokes ever in the history of the Jewish people regarding the halacha, and that is regarding, does one do smicha, does one lean on the animal before one brings their karmah chagiga on Yom Tov? And that is, there was the machlekes of five generations of the Nasi versus the Avbezdin, where we had Yesu ben Ye'ezer, who was a Nasi, said not to do smicha. Yesu ben Yechna, who was the Avbezdin, says yes, do smicha. The next Nasi, Yeshu ben Parachi, says again, not to do smicha. The Avbezdin, Itar Beili, says yes, do smicha. Then the next Nasi, Yehuda ben Tabe, says not to do smicha. And Shimon Shatach, the Avbezdin, says yes to do smicha. And there was a machlekes in the Gemara, actually, which one, Yehuda ben Tabe or Shimon Shatach, was the Nasi or the Avbezdin. And then Shammai the Nasi says, now the Nasim changed from three generations of not doing smicha. They changed to do, Shammai the Nasi says yes to do smicha. Avtalian now switches the other way around, the disputant not to do smicha. And Hillel and Menachem both agreed to regarding their opinion of doing smicha. Then when Menachem left, Shammai came in, and then again the Avbezin, who was Shammai, and Hillel, who was a Nasi, had a machlekes again where the opinion of the Nasi was to do smicha, and the opinion of the Avbezin of Shammai was not to do smicha. Now that's where our Mishnah continues on the same discussion where Beishami Aymim, Mevin Shlam, we bring carbon shlam on Yom Tov because that's the consumption of a hedyot of a regular person because one gets to eat for the carbon shlamim, and that is mutter to do oichal nefesh types of malachas on Yom Tov. But Ve'im Sayim Chalein, however, as we had explained before, that Beishami, who is the Av Bezdin, holds that one does not do smicha to Isid Rabban Ashvus to be done on Yom Tov. But what do you do with the halacha that requires smicha to be done on every carbon? So what you do is that you do smicha from before Yom Tov, and then you shecht, and you bring the carbon on Yom Tov itself. And that's because Beishami holds that you don't need to have tekev l'smicha shechita. You don't have to have, immediately after the smicha, the shechita to be done, and therefore you can do the smicha before Yom Tov, and then go ahead and bring it on Yom Tov. Avalai, however, Beishami holds, you're not allowed to bring oilos, you cannot bring oilos on Yom Tov. So any carbon, even something that's a chiv, let's say, to bring on Yom Tov, but if it could be brought after Yom Tov, then it's not permitted unless it's like a carbon musaf, a carbon tumah that has to be brought on Yom Tov. Because since it says in Shema Yisrael Beis by the het of Echol Nefesh, of things of doing malachas that are permitted for food types of necessities on Yom Tov, it says, Hu levad yos lecham. That alone you could do for you, with the Gemara Darshan, lechem lo legvaya, for you, and Beishami interpret, but not for Hashem. Because you're not getting any personal benefit out of it in the sense of consumption, and therefore Beishami holds that you could bring shlamim, not smicha, as we said, that was the machlekes in the previous Mishnah. However, you could bring shlamim and not oilos, because there's no oichal nefesh for it. Vesilaim, they argue on both points. First of all, mevin shlamim ve'oilos, you could bring kamen shlamim and oila, and vesimchan aleim, and also you could do smicha on both of them. Now, the Mishnah continues with seemingly a redundant machlekes, which the Gemara will ask regarding it. The Mishnah tells us, Atzeres Shechalis Be'erev Shabbos, if Shavuos falls on a Friday, so it's what's called 2-day Yom Tov in the sense of you have Friday, and then going around into Shabbos. So Bishami, I mean, Yom Tovayach, the day of the slaughtering of the Karbanis, of, as Rashi says, even the Eilis Riyah, and even the Shami Chagiga of Yom Tov, he says, are Achar Shabbos, they're going to be after Shabbos, because you don't bring, for sure, like we said, a carbon oila, not on Yom Tov, and not on Shabbos. And therefore, since you're not doing it on Friday, and you definitely cannot do it on Shabbos, because there's no heter whatsoever, if even oichal nefesh, you do it on Sunday. Basilim, they say, and the Gir says, in la yom tevayach, that there is no day of slaughtering. What that means, as Rashi explains, that it doesn't need a yom tevayach, because as we just said before, Basil hold that you could bring a carbon on Yom Tov, a shlamim, an oila, you could do smicha, and therefore, even though Atzeres is on Friday, you could bring all the karbanos and needs on Friday. Now, however, the Mishnah does tell us that Ramaydim, however, Bisil does agree, Shemchal Elias B'Shabbos, if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos itself, Shem Tevayach Achar Shabbos, then he would agree that you would push off the day of the slaughtering of the karbanos till Sunday, because there is no heter of bringing karbanos that are not like a tumet or a musaf that have to be brought on Shabbos to be brought on Shabbos. You have heterim of bringing karbanos, like you can make your own food on Yom Tov, you can make the food for the carbon, but that's only on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Now, however, although, according to everybody, the day of slaughtering will be the following day, the day after Shavuos, on Sunday, but ain't Kohen Gadol mislabish b'kelim. The Kohen Gadol will not wear his beautiful clothing, meaning when he's at home and in the marketplace. As Rashi explains, the Mishnah is not qualifying when he's doing the Avodah. Because we're not talking about the big day kuna. You always wear the big day kuna when doing the avoda. It means to say that he shouldn't dress up that day when he's walking around, which is this Yom HaTevayach, the day of the bringing of the carbon of Shavuos, which is the day after Shabbos on Sunday. So the reason is that people should understand that today's not Yom Tov. Because if he's going to be walking around his Yom Tov clothing, as the Mishnah will explain, the Mutarim Behes B'Tainis, it's permitted to eulogize, to fast, and Shaloi L'Kayim Divri Ho'im Matzeres HaKha Shabbos. It's not, it's to exclude from those who believe, which those are specifically the Tzedukin, that they said Shavuos always has to be on a Sunday. It says in the Pasuk, Mimachar Asa Shabbos, which they learn, it means to say that it has to start the day after Shabbos, which is on a Sunday, and then 49 days later, it's going to be Mimachar Asa Shabbos. It has to be on Sunday, and therefore, if we're going to be bringing it, which really Shavuos is on Friday, but we're going to bring the carbon, and they're going to be walking around like Yom Tov clothing and say, oh, we're right. Shavuos really has to be always on the Sunday, and therefore, although we're making this a designated day for bringing the carbonus of Shavuos, since on Shabbos we couldn't, but don't walk around with Shabbos clothing, Yom Tov clothing, you could eulogize, you could fast, again, not to have those who believe that it has to be on the Sunday think that they're right and that it has to be on the Sunday. Now regarding an idea mentioned in our Mishnah, the Gemara brings the following discussion, and then it will ask from our Mishnah. Amar Blazim Rabbi Yishia, Minayim Lat Seves Shesh Lo Teshlum Mikol Shabbos. Where do we know that Shavuos, which has certain carbonates that have to be brought, that it has, one can make up for it all 7 days? And that is a chiv, is an obligation for an individual bring on every one of the Shalosh Regalim, Karbonis, Shama Chagiga, Eilis Re'iya. How do we know that you can make up with those Karbonis for the 7 days afterwards? Shtem, like it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, it says, B'chaga Matzis on Pesach, B'chaga Shavuos on Shavuos, B'chaga Sukkos on Sukkos. So, Makesh Chaga Shavuos L'chaga Matzis. The Pasuk is equating having Matzis, Pesach, next to Shavuos, to tell you, Ma Chaga Matzis Yesh L'teshum Kol Sheva, just like Pesach, one can make up his karbanis. As the Gemara learned in Daf Tes regarding Sukkot, the same thing applies to Pesach, because there it also says it's for 7 days, which means to say that you can make up your karban that you have to bring when you first come to Be'ila Regel, that you can make for it all 7 days. Although Shavuos, the Yom Tov, is not 7 days, like Pesach and Sukkot, which is 8 days, however, the Pasuk is equating that, however, you can make up your karbanis, if you didn't bring it on day one, for the 7 days. Now the Gemara asked, why? The Pasuk has Shavuos in between Pesach and Sukkot. Maybe equate it with Sukkot and say even more. Just like Sukkot, you can make up the carbon of Chagiga for all 8 days, because Sukkot is 8 days. Maybe Shavuos, you can make up for it for 8 days. Why limit it to comparing it to Pesach, which is only 7 days? The other thing says, no, you can't compare it to Sukkot, because Shemini Regel B'Fnei Atzmahu. Yes, I understand that Sukkot is 8 days, but it's not really. Sukkot is 7 days. Shemini Atzeres is really its own Yom Tov. And therefore, Sukkot is 7 days, just like Pesach, so it wouldn't help you to compare it to Sukkot to make it more than seven into eight. But that thing where I said, no, you can't say that. Because Eimer D'Ami Shemini Regel B'Fnei Atzmahu, when did we say that Shemini Atzeres, the 8th day of Sukkot, is its own Yom Tov? Hanei Mili, that was only talking about regarding the following 6 things, Le'inu Pizar Keshav, which Rashi says that's an acronym for pious, which literally means lottery, zman, time, regal, the Yom Tov, carbon, the sacrifice, shir, the song, and bracha, the blessing, which Rashi explains what these 6 things are. Regarding the lottery, is regarding the karbanis that are brought on all the days of Sukkot, they don't make a lottery regarding it. Rather, it's according to the calculation of the different 24 mishmaris of the kehanim, according to the order, that's how they sacrifice, as the Gemara goes through on Daf Nun Hema Beis in Masechta the Sukkah. That whoever would bring the bulls today wouldn't bring it tomorrow, and everyone would get a fair chance in bringing all the many karbanas and sukkahs. However, regarding the bull of Shemini Atzeres, that they would make a lottery. Which one of the shemaris should bring it, and therefore that is where it's different than the rest of sukkahs. Regarding Zman, time, that means the bracha Shechiyonu, although you make a Shechiyonu only the first day of sukkahs, first day of every new Yom Tov, Shemini Atzeres is no own new Yom Tov, in that you make a new Shechiyonu. Regarding Reish, the regel, means to say that it's called its Yom Tov, meaning we don't call it Sukkot, as in the Nusach of Davne, we call it Shemini Atzeres HaChagas, that we don't call it Sukkot. The Kuf, the carbon, is that its karbanis are different than the order of the karbanis of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, because whereas in regards to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, it starts over a certain number and progressively, in an organized way, gets diminished, and it always has 14 lambs every single day and 2 rams, but in Shemini Atzeres, there's 1 bull, 1 ram, and 7 lambs, so it's a different type of order of karbanis. And regarding the shin, the shir, the song, the songs that when the Levim would sing a song when the Karbanos are being brought are different than the song that would be in the structure of the days of Sukkot, where it doesn't talk about the parashas of Humvahi, which the Gemara says B'set L'Sukkah, which is the sign for the shir of the songs of the days of Sukkot. The Shmei Atzeres would be a different song. And the last thing, the Beis, the Bracha, they would bless the king on Shmini Atzeres, which recalled what Shlomo says regarding him in Malachim Aleph, but Yemeshmini Shalach Zambi Varachas Melech, they blessed the king, which was on the eighth day. So to commemorate that on Shmini Atzeres, they would bless the king. That is where Shmini Atzeres is unique than the rest of Sukkot. Avalin Tashlumin, the Gemara says Tashlum the Rishon, but regarding supplementing the obligation of bringing your Karma Chagiga, that it's still a fulfillment of the first day. It is part of Sukkot regarding that. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Tes that says Mishle Chag B'Yom Tev Rishon Shel Chag. Whoever did not bring his Karma Chagiga in the first day of Sukkot, Chagigas Kol HaRegel V'Yom Tev HaAchron. You could bring your Karma Chagiga the entire Yom Tev and the last day, Minish Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, the Gemara's question returns and says that Sukkot is 8 days. Shmini Atzeres is unique in these 6 areas, but for everything else, and regarding Tashlumin, it's part of Sukkot. So why do we compare Shavuos to Pesach and say that it's 7 days compared to Sukkot and say you could make up for it for 8 days? I think Gemara says Tefasta Meruba Loi Tefasta. When you're grabbing, don't grab a lot. Tefasta Mu Tefasta. If you're grabbing, grab a little. Now, as Rashi explains that if you have 2 ways to go, either to grab a lot or a little, you're better off grabbing a little bit, because even if you should have grabbed more, and you grab a little bit, but what you grabbed is a grabbing, because inclusive in how much you could have gotten, if you're taking less, that's something that you're allowed to. But if you're grabbing a lot, and you should have grabbed a little bit, so it comes out that you were inappropriate in what you had done, and essentially that's an explanation in when we come to a drush, and we could do it either way, we say what's definite is definite. And we're going to say that for sure 7 days, because we're comparing it to either one of the two, but it could be either Pesach or Sukkot, so we say the mood is what we're going to grab, and therefore the Tashlumin is for 7 days, and not the Merubah, because maybe it shouldn't be compared to Sukkot, which is 8 days, and that's how we know that Shavuos Tashlumin is for 7 days. But the Gemara asks, so Elamai Hilchas Akas Rechman L'Chag HaSukkot. So what's Chag HaSukkot doing in that Pasuk? You're saying that the Pasuk, why did it put in all the Yom Tovim into one Pasuk, to equate Shavuos to Pesach, so what's Sukkot doing there in the Pasuk? So the Gemara says, L'Kush L'Chag HaMatzis. Because we wanted to compare Sukkot to Pesach to tell you, Ma Chag HaMatzos Toin Lina, just like Pesach needs to be that you sleep overnight, Matzah Yom Tov. In other words, the Yom Tov starts at nighttime. So that nighttime going into the day, of course you'll be there during the daytime. But more than that is that we need you to be able to stay over the Matzah Yom Tov till the following morning of Chol HaMoed. So Chag HaSukkot Toin Lina, so too, just like Pesach has that halacha, so Sukkot also has that halacha. And that's why it's said in that pasuk. So the Gemara asks, how do you know Pesach has that halacha that you're equating Sukkot to it? So we continue on Talmud Beis, the Chassid, like it says, the Pasuk in Devarim, it says regarding Pesach, it says, Ufenisa v'abaycher, that you'll turn in the morning, which as Rashi explains, is obviously Chol HaMoed, because it's saying, v'halachta l'alecha, and then you're going to go home to your tent, to your house. Now on Yom Tov, you can't go home, because Tchumen, there's certain halachic limits of how far you could go on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it's talking about that in the morning you'll go back home. Well, which morning? Obviously, the morning after Yom Tov had already ended the night before. Well, why are you going home in the morning? Go home at night. Obviously, you have to stay overnight of Matzah Yom Tov, and then the first day Chol HaMoed is when you go home. So just like we find the halacha by Pesach, we're comparing Sukkot to have that same halacha also. Now, the Gemara asks on this halacha that we said that Shavuos has Tashlumin for 7 days, albeit that the Yom Tov is just 1 day. But the Gemara asks from our Mishnah. Tonight, we're learning our Mishnah. It says, Atzeres Shechalias Erev Shabbos. Shavuos, that's on Friday. B'shamay say that, you know, you can't bring a carbon that's unnecessary on Yom Tov, so you don't bring it on Friday. You can't bring it the next day on Shabbos, so you bring it on Sunday. B'shamay says, no, you don't have a different day to be the day of slaughtering. So the Gemara asks, my love, what do you see from B'shamay? That you don't have a day of slaughtering at all, which means to say that if you didn't bring it on Yom Tov, there is no Tashlumin. There's no, like, another day. It's either Yom Tov or not. So that contradicts that we said you could bring your Karma Chagiga for all 7 days. I think Rance is loy. No, like we had interpreted in our Mishnah already from Rashi, She'en et Tzricha Yom Tovich. It doesn't need a day of slaughtering because you can bring it on Yom Tov itself. So the Gemara says, my Kamash Mulan. So what's the, so you tell me that, okay, so it's not about that Basil says that there's no makeup. You, of course you can make up. It doesn't contradict the halacha we were saying. But what is Basil then saying? Obviously, his opinion in Ein Lo Yom Tovich means say because you can bring it on Yom Tov itself. But the Gemara asks, if that's what they're discussing, says we already mentioned the Mishnah, but that is something that they already argued about in the Mishnah in the case before. It's not like the Mishnah opened up. Mevi'in shlamim bein semchan aleim. Beis Shammai said, look, you could bring your shlamim, it's eichel nefesh, you could go ahead and cook food and slaughter food on Yom Tov, but you cannot do bein semchan aleim, you can't do smicha, because that's isid rabbanan. As we mentioned, that was the big machlokes they had. Avaloi oilis. However, you can't bring a korban oila, because again, there's no eichel nefesh. You could bring shlam, you could bring oilis, you could do smicha. So therefore, this is something they already argued about. Can you bring the karbonis that are necessary, like the oilis or iya? Can you bring them on Yom Tov? So what? Of course this is a machlokes that they have regarding if the Yom Tovayach. Beishami, we know you can't bring it on Friday. He said already, you can't bring it on Shabbos, because it's Shabbos. So it's going to be Sunday. But still, of course we know that you wouldn't need another Yom Tovayach, because you could bring it on Yom Tov. So why do we argue in a specific case regarding Shavuos on Erev Shabbos, unless it meant that if you miss the Yom Tov, that you can't make it up, which would then contradict the halacha we mentioned before. The Gemara says, no, tzricha, we needed both cases. Although it seems like the same halacha, can you bring the karbanis of, let's say, an Eilis Ru'iyah on Yom Tov or not? It's necessary to say the general case and the specific case of when Shavuos is, let's say, on a Friday. Had we only said the first case, a general, generic oilas ria on Yom Tov, so baha kamir bishami, maybe there's where bishami says it's aser mishum dev shlamacha, because you could bring it full 7 days, and then if you could, then there's no heter of doing malachas regarding slaughtering animals and all these different things, because there's no eichel nefesh principle. It's lechem lo likvaya. Aval, and the gear says baha, but regarding the case of when Shavuos falls on Erev Shabbos, maybe there Bishami would agree to Beis Hillel and that you could bring the Karban San Yom Tov. Now the reason why would they agree is because the following day is Shabbos, and then you also still cannot bring it. Now, then maybe you're going to start forgetting and giving up on bringing your carbon, because you didn't bring it the first day Yom Tov, and then the day after Yom Tov you didn't bring it, and maybe you might come to be negligent and not come to bring it at all. That's why we have to say the second case also, that no, that even though with Bishami hold, you cannot bring it on Friday, neither on Shabbos, and you'll have to bring it on Sunday. The Ashmin Baha, and had we only said the second case of when Shavuos is on Friday, maybe Baha Karmi Beisil, maybe the Beisil says that you could bring it on Friday, because you can't bring it the next day, it's Shabbos, and then people are just going to forget all about it, and therefore we allow you to do on Yom Tov, but maybe regarding a regular Yom Tov, that then they would agree to Bishamai that you cannot bring it, and rather bring it the day after, because it's lechem lo likvaya. That's why I have to say both cases, but yes, it's essentially the same machlekes, but we would not have known one from the other. That's why we said both cases, but not that en lo yom tevayach means to say that you can't make it up, but actually everyone agrees to the halacha that Shavuos has 7 days to make up the karbanos that you were supposed to bring on Yom Tov. So Gemara says, Tashma, come in here, another raya regarding this discussion from the following brisa. It says, Mishle Chag Shavuos Shivus Imiha Pesach. Someone did not bring his Karban Chagiga for the 7 days of Pesach. Or Vishmoinis Imiha Chag, or he didn't bring his Karban that he was supposed to bring, the Eilis Ru'iyah and the Shama Chagiga on the 8 days of Sukkot. Or V'yam Tov, and the Girsa is Shalat Seres. He didn't bring it neither on the Yom Tov Shavuos either. So the Halach of the Braisa says, is Shuvay Nechagig. Then you can't bring your Karban Chagiga anymore. You missed the maximum allowed time. So the Gemara asks, when it says that V'yam Tov Shalat Seres, my love, V'yam Tov Shalat Seres. It sounds like it's saying that only Shavuos you get. The other one said the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot. Here it says the day of Shavuos. Sounds like there is no Tashlumen. The Gemara says, Loi, Yom Tovayach. It said, when it's saying the Yom Tov of Atzeres, it meant to say the Yom Tovayach, the day of slaughtering, which is not necessarily on Shavuos, but whatever that day is. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, Nifshet Miner Dechad Yom Tovayach, then at least that even if the Yud Vav Tes, let's say, would not even mean, let's say it's an acronym, it would mean Yom Tovayach, not Yom Tov, which would mean the day of slaughter, but it would still be in the singular. Let's say that you only get 1 day to make it up, not as the Gemara had assumed 7 days. The Gemara answers, no, Ema, the Girsa should be Yemei Tovayach, that it's not Yom Tov of Atzeres, because you get more than just Yom Tov, and neither is it Yom Tovayach, the day of slaughter, something you only get one, it's Yemei Tovayach, which as we had said before, that there are 7 days to make up for it. So each one was mentioning the time that it gets, 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, and the Yemei Tovayach, which are the 7 days of completing the carbon of Shavuos. But the Gemara continues to ask on this. Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Shmuel taught it the following brisa. Amr Torah, the Torah says, Menei Yamim, count days, which are 30 days, and then Mekidish Chodesh, and then you sanctify the month, meaning how do you sanctify Rish Chodesh? By counting 30 days of the month, by bringing a carbon Musaf. Similarly, Menei Yamim, the Torah tells us to count 50 days, V'kadesh Atzeres, and then you sanctify Shavuos by bringing Karbanos and Shavuos. Now, that makes us think the following idea. Machoidish, just like the Rish Chodesh, the month. You sanctify it with one of Limnuya, with one of its metrics, with one of the units that you use to count. How do you count a month? By days, 30 days. Now, when you sanctify that month, it's by taking one of those units, which is a day. Afatzer, so to Shavuos, when you sanctify, you use one of Limuneha, one of its units that you use to count it. And therefore, my lav gomer mechaydish, so that makes sense that you learn that from the month. Machaydish emecha, just like by the month, you take one of the units, which is of the 30 days, you take one day, and that becomes Rosh Chodesh. Afatzeres yemecha, and that's when you bring the Korban Musaf. So to Shavuos, you get one day, there's 50 days that count up and make the sanctity of Shavuos from Pesach. And there also, you're going to take one of its units, which is a day, and only then can you bring the Korbanos HaShavuos. That seems to contradict that, the halacha that we said, that you can go ahead and bring the Korbanos HaShavuos for 7 days to make up your Shamech Hagiga and your Eilas Re'iyah. Samar Rav Rava says, V'tizbra, do you really consider such a logic? Atu Atzeres Yemim Menina, do you think we only count units counting up to Shavuos by days? Shavu Leminim, but we don't count units of weeks? But Vam Abaya said in Mesechtas Menachos that mitzvah l'mimni yaymi, you're right, there is a mitzvah to count days. Tchzolik says a pasuk in Yikra, Tispro chamishim yaym, you count 50 days. But a mitzvah l'mimni shavui, there's also a mitzvah to count weeks. Tchzolik says a pasuk in Devarim, Shiva shavuos tisbalach, 7 weeks you count for you, and that's how we do the mitzvah Sriya Sa'ima. We count that this is the amount of days, that are these amount of weeks and these amount of days, because there's a mitzvah counting days and weeks. So, first of all, the units that we use is not just days, it's also weeks. But moreover, actually, Chag Shavuos said, what is the Yom Tov called? It's called the Yom Tov of the weeks, because you count 7 weeks. And therefore, that's why it has Tashlumin. Yes, we use the units, but one of the units is the weeks, and therefore you get 7 days, a week of time, to make your carbon on Shavuos of the Shalmei Chagiga and the Eilas Re'iyah, and therefore it's not a contradiction to the halacha of counting by the units and still having 7 days to bring that carbon. So that was the Gemara's discussion regarding the first interpretation of how we know, which one of them came into the discussion of our Mishnah, regarding that the Tashlumin of Shavuos is for 7 days. That we learned it out from Chag HaMatzos. Now, the Beir Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, he learned a different source for the Tashlumin that you can complement and supplement your obligation for the Yom Tov Shavuos that you were supposed to bring on Yom Tov for 7 days. Because he says, Amakar, the Pasuk says, Amayikra, who crossed him. That you should call out, which the pasuk there concludes, be'etzem hayom hazeh, on the essence of this day, where the pasuk there is tomat shavuos. Now, near that pasuk, it says, ubekutzuchem, that when you're reaping the katzira artzchem, that, so now it seems like from the pasuk, that you will call out a mikra kaidish of shavuos, and you'll also be kaitzer, because that's what the pasuk is saying. You'll make shavuos, and then it's tomat bekitzuchem, that you're cutting, you're reaping. Now, ezehu chag, which yom tov is it, shatakari bekaitzer, by then you could be calling it out, meaning saying that it's this Yom Tov, and yet at the same time being reaping. You can't do malacha. Hava oimer zechag atzeres. You would say that that's shvuis, meaning that because as we said, these pesukim are talking about shvuis. Now, emes, when? Ilem be Yom Tov, if it's on Yom Tov itself, ksir be Yom Tov mishari, can you do reaping on Yom Tov? It's not a malacha of eichel nefesh. It's not permitted to do reaping on Yom Tov. Elalav l'tashlumen. Must be that's talking about for the supplemental days, meaning after Yom Tov. Now, we're calling it Mikra Kaidish regarding the Tashlumin because the Karbanos will be brought during those days. But yet it's still permitted to do Malacha. And therefore you see that there's a concept of Tashlumin regarding the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Now, the Gemara clarifies. V'afagav de idma d'Rabbi Elazar ben Reisha, even though we had the first interpretation that the Gemara brought on Amud Aleph, that you can have Tashlumin for 7 days because the Kapasik equates Chag HaMatzos to Chag HaShavuos, still, Itzav Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we still needed the second interpretation of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov from across him, Ubekutzuchem. As the Gemara explains, Di'im Rabbi Elazar Amr Rabbi Yishi, if we only had the first interpretation, Havamina, we would have thought to say, Matash Lumash Chag HaMatzos, if you're really equating it to Pesach, and that's how you see that you can have the Tashlumin for 7 days like Pesach, so I would have thought to say, just like Pesach, which yes, you could supplement, you can make up with the carbon for the 7 days, but those 7 days are also basis malacha because it's Pesach. It's forbidden to do malacha. After Shlumei Atzeres Nami also basis malacha, we would think then we make a complete hekesh and say, yes, you can make up the carbon of Shavuos for 7 days, but it's also forbidden to do malacha then. Kamashim Lander Lazman Yaakov. That's what the halacha actually intrinsic in the second interpretation that's saying that no, you see that on this ukrasim, when you're having this, quote, mikro kaidish of Tashlumin for 7 days, you could be doing malacha of a kutzucham. And Ve'im Dvaz Ben Yaakov, had we only had the second interpretation, we continue on top of Yud Chasim and Aleph, Lo Yadana Kamo. We wouldn't know how many days there are for Tashlumin, because all it says is that you can be having this quasi yomtiv of Shavuos of a krasim, yet at the, meaning obviously for Tashlumin, because you're having Ubakutzkim at the same time, but it doesn't tell us how long that lasts for. Kamash Malan, Rabbalazar, and Baishia, where that teaches that just like Chag HaMatzos was for 7 days, here also it's for 7 days, but again, each one tempers the other one in the sense of one tells you how long it's for, because it's comparing it to Pesach, which is 7 days, and the other one's telling you, however, that it's not Asim Basis Malacha, that's Mutab Basis Malacha, because actually it's Ukrasim, and you're having Ubukutzuchem at the same time, which obviously it's not Yomtiv, and that's where you can do Malacha, but it is considered that Yomtiv that one could do Tashlumin and make up his Karbanas for the 7 days, starting from Shavuos throughout, just like we find Mechag HaMatzos.